This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, we were at one Rust Belt city in Pittsburgh there, and now we're going to be talking about another, and that is the Rust Belt city, Detroit. There's an unprecedented movement to a certain extent. Time Warner has decided to send reporters from Time, Fortune, Money, Essence, and Sports Illustrated, and CNN Money, that's one of the websites, on an assignment Detroit. They've purchased a home there. They're sending all of their reporters to live in Detroit in order to cover the stories coming out of there. Joining us right now is Daniel Okrent, former editor and writer for Time, Inc., former public editor for the New York Times, I should say. He's a native Detroiter. He joins us from Massachusetts. Daniel, you're writing the cover article on Detroit for Time. So why is your company investing in this project to report on Detroit?
Well, we think it's a huge story. It's the sort of story that people may not be noticing because it unfolds slowly over many, many years. It's not brush fires. It's not a hurricane and a flood, but it is equally or even more destructive. And we need to know more about it. Americans need to know more about it.
I have been in Detroit for some years now. I love the city. And I have to say, as an adopted Detroiter, although it makes me happy that maybe there's going to be some interest in Detroit, it makes me nervous also because the media has not treated Detroit well or even fairly in many cases. There's been a lot of the stereotypes we have about the city are because of reporters parachuting in, writing the stories that are based on stereotypes, and then parachuting back out to New York or D.C.
Well, I hope this isn't a parachute attack. This is a case of people moving in. And in my case, I grew up in Detroit. I lived there for the first 18 years of my life. I know the city extremely well. I think it's a very different circumstance. And the other thing that I think that we have to remember, even those of us who love Detroit, is that when the media, even the parachuters, come in and describe what they see on the ground that's horrible, it's because it's pretty horrible. And I think that you would have to say the same thing if you were driving through some of the devastated neighborhoods of that city.
We also have Judge Vonda Evans on the line. She's a sitting judge in the Third Circuit Court in Wayne County. Good morning, Your Honor. She joined us from Detroit. Do you agree it's pretty horrible in Detroit?
I believe that we are going through a change. And what we have seen is there is an evolution. You know, the definition of extinction is an inability to adapt to your new surroundings. We are now challenged with that task, and I believe as Detroiters, being born and raised here, we're up to it. But we definitely have to change a lot of the things. And what we have to understand is that where we are today is not as a result of politicians making bad choices, but as a result of the big three defining the livelihood of what people were doing and their dependency on them. And now they've pulled out. So now we have to try to redefine ourselves by looking to other means of a tax base in order to pull us back up.
Very briefly, Judge Evans, one of the things that I find is often missing out of reports of Detroit and the tough situation there is a description of the people. Can you give me an idea of what makes the people there so strong and loyal to the city?
Well, it's what we're a block of what makes Americans strong. And that is that when faced with adversity, we're resilient, we're resourceful, and we will cling to one another to be able to build ourselves back up. And that's what I'm seeing. You're now seeing people in this city all gravitating to want to help one another, being involved in charities,
okay.
being
Judge,
involved in
Judge
other
Vonda Evans
things.
Is a sitting judge in the Third Circuit Court in Wayne County. Daniel Okrent, former editor and writer for Time, Inc.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.